Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechta Shabbos, Perik Yud, Mishnah Aleph. Although we have learned many different shiurim for different things, what the minimum amount is to carry in order to be chayiv, sometimes a person can be chayiv for even carrying a smaller amount than that. For example, Hamatznia, one who stores something, actually means like he hides something, literally, but when we say you store it, we mean to say that he put it away in a special place. Like tznius means covered and hidden. So hamatznia, if someone stores something, lezera, because he wants to use it to plant, it may be one little seed. Uledugma, what does the word dugma mean? Sometimes we use the word dugma as an example. Ledugma, in this case, it doesn't mean an example, it means a sample. Dugma means when I'm using something as a kind of a symbol, a way of explaining something. So let's say I have a customer who comes in and says, "Aha, here you have very nice thread. Is it really so nice? Here, let me show you a drop. Let me show you a sample of what I have." So it can be very, very little, because I'm not really using it for something. I'm only using it to show my customer what kind of a good thread I have. Or let's say someone put away a tiny drop of something, which was to be used for a medicine. And then he takes it out on Shabbos. Now, when he took it out, his kavanah simply was to move it from one place to another. You see, he didn't remember when he took it out on Shabbos why he put it away. He didn't remember that he needs this for a seed, he needs this for a sample, he needs this for a medicine. Originally, when he put it away, when he stored it, he did it for that purpose. Afterwards, he says, what's this doing? Let me take it out. So the din is chayiv bekol shehu. He is chayiv for any amount. Because originally, when he put it away, he gave it a chashivas. Even though it's much less than the usual amount, this is considered important enough that if he carries it, he's chayiv. Again, even though, when he was actually carrying it, he didn't remember why he was carrying it. Now, what is the din? If your friend Shimon, let's say, put away a tiny, tiny mashu of thread, much less than the shear, as a sample to a customer. And then Levi comes along and says, what's this doing? And he carries it out. Should Levi be chayiv? No. The chol adam, in regard to anyone else, the din is, if he's not the one that put it away, ein chayiv alav. He would not be chayiv on this, ela kishayurai. Unless it had the shear that we discussed earlier in the previous Mishnayos. Each has its own shear. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, suppose Itaka carried something out with the intent to use it for a seed or for a sample or for medicine. So even a tiny pitsy amount is enough to be chayav. And then I change my mind. And I carry it back into the Rishus HaYochid. I don't want to use it for that purpose anymore. Zok the Mishnah Vayter Chazar, if he changed his mind, and he brings it back in, this very same person that originally hid it for this specific purpose, he's not chayev for bringing it back in unless it had the regular shear that we learned in the previous Mishnayos. Because once he changes his mind and he says, I'm not going to plant with this, or I'm not going to use it for a sample or for a medicine, we say that his machshava, his original machshava, becomes batal. And he's like any other person. So let's quickly chazer over the halachis that we learned in this Mishnah. Although we had many Mishnayos that gave us different shiurim, but if a person puts away something specifically for a purpose, which needs a pitsy shear, like planting, a sample, or refu, and he takes it out on Shabbos, he's chayiv, even though while he took it out, he didn't remember why he put it away. We also learned that only he would be chayiv for the small shear. Anyone else would have to have the regular shear, even though it was put away for a certain purpose. And finally, we learned that the person who took it out, even if he's the one that put it away for, let's say, planting or a sample or refuah, if he changes his mind and brings it back in, once he changed his mind, he wouldn't be chayiv unless it has the regular shear. And we don't say that he's chayiv on the smaller shear.